This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Expect to find happiness in the heart if you don't have a relationship with the one who created the heart. You'll never find inner peace.
Trying to please everybody else.
Yeah.
This is real life. I just landed from a flight. As it came in, I think I just might bang out my prayer on his seat. See, it's all eyes on me. I'm a stranger in this world. This is the life of MB. You see, this prayer's like saving me from my own destruction. Without this, how do I even function? Man out here making their own decisions. They don't even turn to Allah for assistance. Got no resistance. You fell victim to your own desire. Then you feel bad. Then you do good. Then you're trying to go back. Living life on a roller coaster. She says she wants to please Allah. Posing like the girl on a poster. A man will never learn till it's over. Till it's too late. Behaving like a rude boy, but speaking like a sheikh is a crazy world where everybody suffers in silence. So much killing, I became immune to the violence. This is real life. Everybody's acting like
welcome to the stream, family. Welcome to the stream. This is real life.
And I touch hearts all over the globe. I had to learn all them things I didn't know. Woke up to an alert on my phone. He said he doesn't want to live this life no more. He's only 12 years old. He said he feels let down by the community. Can't rely on his uncles. And his dad left his mum on her own. That's one case out of 100, yearly turn to thousands, million problems to solve, yet we're here.
He's still clowning.
100 people's around him, still feeling lonely, nobody understand him.
The pain what he's holding.
But he smiles every time that he's posting. He shows the world the best part. Allah's the only one that
really knows him.
Half of the world's just posing while the cameras are on, and when they're off, the breakdown's loading. I took off from Rome on a private jet. I didn't snap it at all. I guess it's different when you live it for real. You see, there's different ways of earning respect and attracting attention.
I pray my heart's much bigger than my check.
So much things that I can't even mention.
Let's go.
Some ungrateful for learning a lesson. Nobody's faith safe. You think heaven's like a booking and you can just reserve your place. You gotta work hard and protect your heart till you go to the grave.
This world meets no man halfway. I said this world meets no man halfway.
I get down and pray.
And that's the words that I say.
You like to humiliate people too much. I'd rather give them a hug.
Give them a hug.
Encouraging love, cause the world meets no man halfway. I get down and I pray.
And that's the same on a good or a bad day. Welcome to the stream, family. Hope you guys are doing well.
This is real life.
You find it hard to be yourself.
Trying to please everybody else. You can't please everybody, family.
Great expectations of this world.
Looking like you're winning, but internally you fail.
This is real life.
Pressures of a man, they don't understand the pressures in B.
This is real life.
They find it hard to understand. They can't understand. They can't.
This is real life.
We're not allowed to show no weakness. We're not allowed to show it.
But crowd, you're the strongest.
This is real life.
You find it hard to be yourself.
This is real life.
How are you guys today? Let me know in the chat. Let me know how you doing.
Great expectations
of a world.
Looking like you're winning,
but internally you fail.
This is real life.
This is real life.
Pressures of a man.
Pressures building.
This is real life.
They find it hard to understand.
This is real life.
We ain't allowed to show no weakness.
We're not allowed to show weakness, Dr. Khalid. They gotta be strong. But we have our problems too. Everybody's going through something, brothers and sisters. Everybody. got to be there for each other. Our Lord is there for us. We got to be there for each other. All right, all right, all right, chat. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to the Thursday Chat and Chill live stream with the one and only your brother Yusha Evans. How are you guys doing? I hope you guys are doing well wherever you might be tuning in the world. I am happy to be here with you guys. Oh, we are too dark today. Too dark. We gotta get some light going on in here. There we go. There we go. Now we're cooking. There we go. How are you guys doing? Welcome. Yucks 7, first one in the stream. I see you. Drive the straight past Saddam. Ilian Adism. Assalamu alaikum. Khalid Khalifa. Assalamu alaikum. Dr. Khalid, welcome back as always. Akta Glory, welcome. Ahmed Jazmawi. That was a rough one. Assalamu alaikum. Tajwar, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How you doing? How you doing? Doing chemistry exams. I'm listening. Yeah, may Allah make that exam easy for you, bro. Musawir, assalamu alaikum, bro. I'm good. Alhamdulillah. How are you, my brother? How you been? How you been? Mazen, assalamu alaikum. 15, 16 of you guys in here. Hit that like button if you don't mind for me. Help me push that like button on up. Help me lick that. Lick that. Oh my goodness. Help me hit that like button. So we can get that algorithm pushing, inshallah ta'ala. So if you're here, just hit that little thumbs up button. Let everybody know that you like to watch the stream, inshallah. Irfan K, assalamu alaikum. I almost forgot it was Thursday, chat. Man, this week has flown by. It is Thursday already again. I'm not going to lie to you guys, chat. I had some appointments this morning. And then during my lunch break, after my lunch break, I was like, you know, I'm going to go upstairs. I'm going to take me a little nippy nap. I'm going to take me a little nippy nap. And my wife reminded me, don't you have a stream today? I'm like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I got to get to my peoples on YouTube. So I had to shake off the cobwebs out of my head and blah, 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 blah. I had to get up and splash some water on my face and pray the Lord and get on up in here. So I appreciate you guys showing up. I almost didn't. Am I going to Qatar? No, I am not. Amina Ayed, Saddam from Algeria. MashaAllah, may Allah bless you and grant you guys goodness over there in Algeria. Mehdi, Salamu Alaikum. Moon Bunny Star. You deserve one of these, Moon Bunny Star. Welcome to the stream, supporting your dad as always, Moon Bunny. Riz, I don't want to try to pronounce your last name because I'll tear it up. Salamu Alaikum from Ukraine. Walaikum Salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the stream. Welcome to the stream. Bro, I was like that. Let me take a nap. Ended up sleeping for 3 hours. But that happens and it gets worse as you get older, Musawir. Trust me, Musawir. It gets worse as you get older. As you get older, naps become like Russian roulette, bro. You don't know if it could be 20 minutes or it could be 5 hours. You go to lay down and you don't even know when you get up. You get up in the next week. I look very washed out on my camera. Does the brightness look okay for you guys on stream chat? The color look okay or is it too bright? Too bright, too dark? Let me know. Mike BZ, assalamu alaikum, my brother back in the building. Yes, we are. We are back for our Thursday. Alhamdulillah. With the sheep moon bunny star, yes. It's okay. Good, good, good. I just want to make sure it wasn't too bright. Because sometimes there's a delay on how it looks between what my camera sees, which is right there, and what the YouTube ends up getting. Musawar, Russian roulette of sleep. Yeah, bro. Any chance of New York medium time this year? I don't know. Probably not this year, brother. Probably not this year. But hopefully soon, inshallah ta'ala. Hopefully soon. Hopefully soon. But most likely not today. I mean, not today. Not this year. I don't think by the end of the year I'll make it out there, inshallah. Drive to the straight bath coming to Tennessee. does that mean Tennessee? If it means Tennessee, I don't know. I don't have any scheduled trips out to Tennessee. Anissa, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Wa barakatuhu. How's your daughter? She's still in elementary school, so we're getting there. She's getting older. Getting old too fast. Any getting old and too fast. No, I never used to live in Nashville. I'd come to Nashville quite often, but I never lived in Nashville. But I used to come to Nashville quite often. The next trip I have coming up, and we're not announcing it fully yet, but for sure the next certified trip I have is December the 17th. December the 17th, I will be in Tampa, Florida. December 17th, I will be in Tampa, Florida for a banquet dinner for the Dean Center. Eddie from the Dean Show is opening up his own masjid / da'wah center in Tampa, Florida, in one of the suburbs of Tampa. And on December 17th, I will be out there for a fundraising dinner for him on the 17th. So if you're in the Tampa, Florida area, then you can come and check us out, inshallah. And then early next year, if it all goes to plan, early next year, I will be back in the United Kingdom, inshallah. I have not completely announced it yet because we don't have nothing set in stone. But early next year, the beginning of next year, I will be in the United Kingdom. And I will have some openings available for bookings. So, Arthur Vega, if you would like to invite me, just stay tuned on my social medias, whether that be on Twitter, whether that be on Instagram, whether that be on Facebook, stay tuned. I am going to, when the time is right, to book some events, I will be dropping the announcement along with the email address that you can reach out to book me for available openings that I have when I come to the United Kingdom. So we're going to have an extended stay in the United Kingdom. I'll be doing a lot of stuff out there. So I look forward to it, inshallah ta'ala. I thought you did must know Imam Ahmed Abdul Hadi. Yes, I know him very well, mashallah. I know the brother very well. May Allah bless him. I think he's in a different masjid now as the Imam, but may Allah grant him goodness. And would love to get out there to Nashville, Tennessee again, inshallah. I do actually really like Tennessee. I like Tennessee, alhamdulillah. let's see. What am I missing here? How do you relax your mind when you're tired, like after work or reading a book? How do I relax my mind? Not just chill out. Me, I just relax my mind by just laying back and chilling. Or, you know, I might watch something I need to catch up on, watch some things I need to catch up on, or I might just chill out with the family. But lots of ways I like to relax. What am I missing? Inshallah, we have a huge community. We want you here. Jazakallah khair. And no problem, Arthur Vega. If you guys want to invite me out to Oxford, I would look forward to it, inshallah ta'ala. Like I said, keep tuned on my socials. When I decide to announce that, then there will be some slots that will be available. So you can do it from there. Do it there. Let's see. Assalamu alaikum, brother. I have two questions. Number one, I have been a superhero fan all my life. Is it kufr to watch movies like Avengers or Superman? I can't give you that type of stuff, my brother. I can't give you halal and haram, kufr, this and that. That's not my thing. I don't consider myself qualified to do it, nor am I in a position to be doing it. So I don't know. Number two, is it kufr to play God of War? I don't know. That one's a bit testy. I don't know. I myself do not play God of War, have not played it. Either of the ones that have come out, so I don't know. I'd be suspect on those. Brother Yusuf, if you make it to North Texas, I'll take you flying, inshallah. Let me know. I look forward to it, my brother. I will let you know, inshallah. Besides UK, you coming to Ireland too, Furqan, during that trip? I don't know. I might come out to Ireland. I might be in Ireland this trip because I'm gonna be in the UK for an extended period. So you never know. You never know. You could see me over in Ireland. Do I watch soccer? No, I do not. I don't watch soccer. I don't watch soccer at all. Have ever been to New York? Yes, I've been to New York many times. I've been to New York many times. I like visiting the city, would not want to live there. I like visiting the city, just wouldn't want to live there. from Morocco, Yassin, welcome. Assalamu alaikum. Are you going to watch the World Cup? Not really. Not really. Probably not gonna really watch some of it. No. You gonna stream Warzone 2 tomorrow? Possibly. Quite possibly tomorrow over on the Yushevins Gaming channel. We might be streaming some Warzone 2 tomorrow. Inshallah. Streaming some Warzone 2. So far I have mixed reviews about it. So far I have mixed reviews about Warzone 2. So the looting system needs to be improved. The looting system is absolutely horrendous. You need to be able to buy loadouts from the light from supply boxes. That's going to eventually get reverted. It's going to have to, because if not, they're not going to be able to sell blueprints if you can't get your guns, because the looting system's horrible. The amount of money that's around is horrible. It's on shelves and it's under couches. It's in cash registers. It's on the walls. It's on the ceilings. It's on the floor. It's everywhere. It's just too much. It's all over the place.
Membership received.
Cosmic with the membership to tier one. Cosmic, thank you very much for that. Thank you very much for becoming a tier one member. Thank you very much for supporting what I do over here, supporting the channel, supporting the stream. It goes a long way, so I highly appreciate you. Anyone else that wants to become a member and help your brother Yusha continue to do what he does and get that exclusive membership badge and access to all the emotes and all the members only stuff, then just hit that join button that's right next to subscribe. If you haven't hit subscribe yet, then you got to hit subscribe. But then once you hit subscribe, you should see a button next to it that says join. And once you join, then you get access and unlock all of the stuff that are afforded to members only, as well as you support what I do. And I highly appreciate it. I highly appreciate it. Advice for low Iman, Taylor. there's a lot of different things you could do for your low Iman. One of them is gain connection to the one who created you through his word in the Quran. But there's actually a lecture I have. I'm not the one who filmed it, so I don't have it on my YouTube channel. That's one thing that if I could go back and do all of my talks all over again throughout the world, I would have asked for a copy of every lecture that was recorded of mine and have it all on my own YouTube channel. That was a big L for me, is that I did not pay enough attention to my own YouTube channel over the years. It could have been a lot farther than it is right now if I would have paid attention to my YouTube channel and actually posted my own content on my own YouTube channel, but it spread all across YouTube and other channels. So, but there is a lecture I did called Weaknesses of Faith and Its Cures. Weaknesses of Faith and Its Cures. That will go through all of these things that cause weak iman and what you can do to cure it. So it would be more beneficial to watch that. I think it's only like a 30-minute talk than what I could give you here in this short little Q&A thing, inshallah. Archer Vega, if you had to choose one place to live apart from your homeland, what would it be? That is a very good question, Arthur. If I could choose one place beyond where I live now, where would it be? I mean, apart from living in Medina, which Medina would be my favorite place to live, out of all places, my favorite city in the world, it's hard to say. I would want to live somewhere that's warm. I don't like the cold. I don't know if you guys can see this today, but there you go. It is -2 right now. -2, and it's snowing outside. It's snow. There's snow everywhere. So I would definitely live somewhere warmer and somewhere where there's more freedoms. Warm and more freedoms. Wherever that ended up being, I don't know. I don't have something off the top of my head. Cosmic, salam alaikum. I had the membership before, but now the tier has reset. Okay, mashallah. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you very much for continuing to support then. Thank you very much for continuing to support. You see, guys, how when Cosmic chats, I see that little Y next to him. I know that Cosmic is a supporter of the stream and helps, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum, brother Yusha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect and bless your family. Ameen. The red man won. Ameen. And you as well. May Allah protect you. May Allah protect your loved ones. May Allah protect everything that you care about. To you as well. To you as well. Nobody. Do you use Tide? You're like, nobody, bro. You're bugging, nobody, but I appreciate you. You're bugging, but I appreciate you. Salam alaikum, may Allah bless and preserve you. How many times should you do tasbih every prayer? Once or once a day? In reality, you should do it after every salah. In reality, you should do it after every salah. That's the best way to do it. And that's part of the sunnah of the Prophet والسلام, was to do the tahdee, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa allahu akbar, 33, 34, after every single salah. But if you can't achieve that, then at least do it once a day. If you can't achieve that, at least do it once a day. Inshallah. Musawwir, you said winter wonderland. Yeah, yeah, winter. Minnesota is a winter wonderland. If you like the cold and you like snow and you like that whole winter wonderland type of vibe, then Minnesota is built for you.
New super chat. Mandatory VA. Thunder
Khalid again with the 250 riel super chat. Oh, it's Bella.
Come here, Bella.
Oh, Bella decided to join us again. Bella. What's up, Bella Russi? What's up, Bella Russi? You want to say hi to all of these people? You want to say hi to all of these people? Mwah. You want to say hi to everybody, Bella? This is our cat, Bella, by the way. This is Bella. Bella is a Siberian never masquerade cat. She is from Russia. From Russia. She wants to get out of here now. What's up, Bella? Bella making her appearance on the stream. And now she's just staring at me. Bella. And she just walked up out of here like, how dare you manhandle me like that, human? Cats do their own thing. But thank you very much, Dr. Khalid. May Allah bless you, grant you goodness, grant you safety and security, make it heavy for you in your scale of deeds on the day of judgment, inshallah. May Allah bless you for always being a supporter of the stream. I got nothing but love for you, my brother. Negative two. Yeah, it's negative two. This is actually not very cold. Negative two. Guys. Negative two, the birds are screaming, Musawir, but I'm just not paying attention right now. Negative two is actually not very cold for Minnesota right now at this time of the year. If you guys come to the chat, if you guys come to these streams long enough, you're going to see these negative numbers that are on this little screen right here. You're going to see these negative numbers go very low. I'm talking about, you're easily going to see negative 20, negative 25. So it's going to get way, way colder. It is just begun. It is just beginning. It is just getting started. Arthur Vega, Medina is way too special. Yeah. The feeling of Medina, is much different than any feeling in any place I've ever been in the world, No, Cosmic, this is in Celsius. This is in Celsius, Cosmic. I purposely put this in Celsius. It's negative 2 degrees Celsius. So that means right now it is like, let's see, what is it? It's 27 degrees Fahrenheit right now. But it's going to get down. It's going to get down to 18 degrees Celsius tonight. 8 degrees Fahrenheit tomorrow. So it's going to be stupid cold. It's gonna get cold. If I play games and miss college classes, am I sinning? I can't really tell you that you're sinning. You know, I can't say sinning or not sinning, but you're not. It's not good. It's not good. For those of you who enjoy the hobby of gaming, which I myself do, you gotta make sure that you put your priorities in order. Yeah? You gotta make sure you put your priorities in order. Priorities in life are number one. Number one. You got to make sure that your priorities are where they need to be. And it's your job to establish and set your priorities. At the top of that list should be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. This is the top tier of our priorities in life, is obedience to Allah and His Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam. The next priority in our life is our parents. They come right under that. The next priority in life is our family, whether it be our spouses, our children, etc. Then yourself, and your friends and the people who you care about. And then after that, your work, your job, your school, things that you have to do. And at the bottom of that list of priorities is your hobbies, things that you enjoy doing, sports or gaming or whatever it is that you enjoy to do as a hobby, that goes under your mandatory priorities. So make sure you keep those things in check and in line all the time. And make sure you keep a balance. Inshallah. How about Palestine, land of the prophets? Beautiful place, yes. If there wasn't so much fitan going in Palestine, it'd be a beautiful place, mashallah. If there wasn't so much fitan, it'd be a beautiful place. Thoughts on, wait a minute, Cosmic. Do the cats and the birds get along? The cat's looking at lunch every day scheming. No, they actually get along. They actually get along. The cat actually is intrigued by the birds. She's intrigued by the birds. She chases the birds outside. If she sees birds outside, then she is chasing the birds outside. But she knows, it's like almost like she knows that the birds that live inside are part of the family. Even though they drive us all nuts sometimes, but they're part of the family, and therefore she just, like, if they take flying off somewhere and they're not somewhere they're supposed to be, I know where they're at because she'll go sit next to them. Like, look, you guys are not supposed to be here, or letting me know, like, look, they not where they supposed to be. So she snitches on them a lot. Thoughts on Andrew Tate becoming a Muslim? Good for him if he's sincere about it, and he comes on board with practicing a Muslim. Practicing as a Muslim, then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep him, grant him goodness, and bless him. That's it. That's all I think about it. Mashallah, she's beautiful. Yeah, Bella's part of the family. She will be 3 years old. She is 3 years old. She turned 3 years old in August. So she is three years old. And she's been with us since she was about 3 months old. So she's part of the family. Assalamu alaikum, Muhammad Daniel Shah. How are you doing, my brother? One of the OGs from way back in the days when we first started this whole streaming thing. How you doing, my brother, Daniel? How are you doing? We want a contest. A contest of what? What contest do you want? I'm surprised you're... Oh, I already read that. Samosas and sweet tea is legit, akhi. Keep up the great work. And fit. We are going to keep it up, and we should have the next episode, hopefully, inshallah, the next episode should be coming out this Sunday. So the goal with the Samosas and Sweet Tea is a bi-weekly podcast, every other Sunday, and then my reflections to be every other Sunday in between that. That is the goal. That's the goal that we're trying to get to, inshallah. It's a lot of work, and sometimes we're working, but me dropping my solo podcast 1 week, and my podcast with my wife every other week, so that there's always a weekly podcast coming out on YouTube, Spotify, and iTunes. There we go. check out some of the Keen videos. The recent answer question is very similar to yours. I'm not sure which question you're talking about, but okay. Oh, yeah, skipping school is sinful. Oh, okay, you weren't talking to me. All right, you weren't talking to me. Assalamu alaikum, when are you planning to go to Saudi again, Uzma? I'm not sure when my next time going to Saudi will be. I'm long overdue for an Umrah trip, and I wanna take an Umrah trip with the family, and it's long overdue. So hopefully soon. Hopefully sometime in the near future, inshallah ta'ala. Hopefully. Frosty, salamu alaikum, my brother Frosty demanding. How you doing, my bro Frosty? How you doing, brother? How are things over there with you in the UAE? My brother, it's been a very long time no see, my brother. How is everything? Been missing them lobbies, my brother. Been missing you. Uzma, have you ever been to Dammam? No, I have not been to Dammam. You gonna try the new Spider-Man 2 when it comes out? Probably not. I don't really get a lot of time. I don't really get a lot of time to do gaming as a hobby, you know, like I used to during the more deep depth of the pandemic time. So I really have to kind of pick and choose the things that I'm going to play. I really got to kind of pick and choose the things that I am going to play. And if I get around to it, inshallah. And if not, then, you know, alhamdulillah, it's all good. Just a human. Salamu alaikum. Welcome to the stream. Musa Noor. Salamu alaikum. May Allah bless everyone. And is cryptocurrency bad? I don't know. I can't say if it's bad or good, but I know it's a very volatile market right now. I know, especially with what just happened with FTX and a couple other crypto exchanges. Crypto is a very volatile market right now. But I think also, I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole, guys. Because trust me, I want to try to keep these YouTube channels. I want to try to keep my YouTubes and my socials going, so I don't like to go down too many rabbit holes. But you know, crypto is like the answer to centralized banking system, right? Crypto is the answer to like the centralized banking system. And for the bankers, that's bad business. It's bad business. And we know that bankers run the world, right? If you don't know, figure it out quickly. But decentralization is bad for, it's bad for business for the bankers. So, you know, this whole FTX and the way Bitcoin fell through the floor and Dogecoin and all of that, you know, I think it's all part of the plan to get people to lose faith in digital currencies. So what's going to happen is they want you to lose faith in these digital currencies like crypto and Bitcoin and Dogecoin and whatever else is out there, right? And eventually they're going to end up introducing their own digital currency, right? There's going to be like a centralized digital currency, most likely to be country by country based, but then it'll all be like universal digital currency that will be a cashless society so that everything you do can be tracked. Everything you spend can be tracked. Every dollar you make can be tracked. And when taxes are due, they don't have to wait on you to send your taxes in and figure it out your own. They'll just send you a bill, right? Or just deduct it from your account. Then we're on our way to not only a centralized system of currency, which is, you know, you control the money, you control the world. But then right after that is, you know, social currency, like what happens in China, etc. We're going down a very deep rabbit hole fast, very fast. And it's scaring the bejeebas out of me, bro. It's scaring the bejeebas out of me. But that's what it is. I mean, that is where, unfortunately, where I think we're headed. So you have to strap up your boots and become very, very wise to what's happening around you and the policies that are being introduced wherever you might live. Because they're just, trust me, they're just getting warmed up. They're just getting warmed up. Alhamdulillah, we're good. Alhamdulillah, my brother, I miss you more, for real. We got to get it running. We do, bro. We do, my brother. Just keep up, and whenever I'm jumping on and I want to play with the brothers, I'll do it in my server. I'll do it in my server. Like this past Friday, I jumped on, it was me, off of the Dean, and I can't remember the other brother's name. We played, and I pinged everybody in my server, and only a couple people responded, bro. Everybody else was sleeping and doing something that was more important than jumping on with your boy. But we got to get some in, inshallah. I just saw your story of your mom's death. I pray she becomes people of Fatra, inshallah. May Allah accept it, inshallah. Yes, you should, brother. With a family, we can easily access Saudi Arabia tourist visa. Inshallah. Tajwa, take care of yourself. Assalamu alaikum. Outlaw, assalamu alaikum. How you doing? How you doing, my brother? How you doing, my brother? Samir Lutfi. Assalamu alaikum. How you doing? How are you doing? Musa Noor Medina. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you, Akhi. I love halal CBD and definitely helps for joints and pain. 100% helps with joint and pain. And you just remind me, I have not had my halal CBD yet today either. You guys always be reminding me that on stream. Remember, you guys want to get some halal CBD? If you guys want to get some halal CBD, you can go to halalcbd.io. You can go to halalcbd.io. Use the promo code Yusha Evans. Use that there promo code, right? You use that there promo code, right? And you will get yourself 15% off. You will get yourself 15% off of some good old halal CBD. Make them joints feel a whole lot better. And you probably sleep a whole lot better. Bring a lot of that inner noise down. You know what I'm saying, outlaw? Yeah, you know I mean. Anyway. Eunice. Omar had both sides. He was very strict. He was a no-nonsense guy. But if you read about his life, he indeed has a soft side following the sunnah of the Prophet. Yusuf, what do you do? What do you mean, what do I do? What do you mean, what do I do? What do you mean, what do I do? I have no idea what you're talking about, Yusuf. Stay blessed. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you doing? I'm good. Alhamdulillah. I'm good. How are you? Do you know something about Imam Mahdi? I know a little bit. Yep. We should all know something about Imam Mahdi. He will come one day, inshallah. Trying to get used to Warzone 2. Yeah, it's a big transition. It's a big transition from Warzone 1 to Warzone 2. Two completely different games, trust me. Two completely different games. Are the Harry Potter books and movies magic? Yeah, they do talk about magic. The whole premise is magic and magicians. The whole premise of the Harry Potter series is magic and magicians. I've not seen any of them, by the way, or read any of the books. I just know from seeing snippets and here and there. The whole premise is magic and magicians. Idem. Assalamu alaikum. Waiting for the Jinn episode on the podcast, inshallah. Maybe. I mean, Jinn is not really my forte or area of expertise. I got a lot of things that I want to do in my own personal podcast before that. Especially talking about mental health and trauma and the deen and cancel culture and all these other things that the Muslims are suffering from today, blindlessly getting involved in without realizing the gravity of the ramifications of it. So, but we'll see. We'll see if we get there, inshallah. Idam. Oh, yeah. No, never mind. Akhi, your top three books, apart from Quran and Sirah, and I would say Bukhari Bukhleshin. My top three books, that's going to be a tough one. That's going to be a tough one. You got to let me think about that, top three books. You mean top three Islamic books? I would say one of them is definitely going to be The Devil's Deception by Ibn al-Jawzi. The Devil's Deception is a very, very good book. I would say another one, Purification of the Soul. Purification of the Soul by Muhammad al-Jibali. Purification of the Soul by Muhammad al-Jibali is another one. And number three, don't get too hard into this because I'm just trying to think off the top of my head. Number three would most likely be the commentary on Thalath al-Usul by Ibn Uthaymeen. Yeah, some of your comments aren't coming through. So is watching it like going to a soothsayer? Does it nullify prayers for 40 days? That one, I don't know. I can't. We the ones, baby. I can't really answer that one for you. But I would stay away from the Harry Potter series. I would stay away from the Harry Potter series. Just simply because it's just full of magic and magicians. CBD helps. I used to smoke everyday cannabis, but as I reverted to Islam almost years ago, I stopped. And I have back surgeries from a prior sports injury. Wasn't supposed to walk again. May Allah make it easy for you. But by the power of Allah, I'm walking today and working out again. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, CBD is really good for you. CBD is actually really good for you. And it's 100% halal. THC, you won't find a scholar out there of repute that would say that CBD is haram. THC is a whole nother story. But CBD, 100% halal. And you're not going to have any, you're not going to have any psychotropic effects from CBD. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Feels good to be in your channel for my first time. It's Eternals. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the stream. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the stream and thank you very much for checking us out for the first time. I appreciate you. But has the timing of the Thursday live stream changed? No, it hasn't changed. We just started later than we normally do. Like I said, I completely forgot it was Thursday. Normally we start at noon, right? Normally we start around noon, 12:30. I started at 1:45 today. Your boy was late. That's on me. I completely forgot it was Thursday, chat. These weeks fly by so fast. And I was so busy this morning that I straight up forgot it was Thursday. But we're going to do the stream anyway. Normally, we like to start at noon. I just completely forgot. There's nothing I can do but apologize to you guys, chat. I just completely forgot the time. Now, if and when I do go to the UK, we will still be doing the live stream if I can get stable internet. You guys know, for those of you who've been around long enough, you'll know how important stable internet is to my streams. Because if you've been here long enough, you've seen them drop off when the internet's not stable. You'll see them drop off. Alhamdulillah, I don't want to mess nothing up. But this, ever since the last time I had them out here, then it has been stable. Since the last time I had them out here has been stable. We haven't dropped nothing. So let's hope we keep it that way. I've been streaming at 6,000 gigabytes. Next stream, I'm going to try to up that to 10,000 and see if it stays. Next time I'll up it to 10,000 and see if that stays. Because the more bitrate you have, the more crispy the stream will look. Mike Beezy, brother Yusha, I've seen your past videos. Your journey to Islam is kind of similar to mine. What was your hardest challenge to overcome in your growth from then till now? The hardest challenge was to overcome my past trauma. Because I had just never done it. I had never taken it serious enough. I'd never taken it serious enough to really address it. And then it ended up rearing its ugly head in bad ways in my life. So dealing with my past trauma was probably one of the most difficult things that I could do. You know, thinking that just becoming a Muslim, it would kind of like erase it. But it does not. Like, those things still linger. And if you don't deal with them, then they come back to bite you. My favorite, I'm missing something here. Do you know, brother, when someone makes dua for a person, but the person does accept, but the fact that Allah doesn't reject any dua, how do we reconcile this? I'm not sure what you mean by that, Yunus. I have no idea what that question means. Do you know when we make dua for a person, but the person doesn't accept it? Nobody accepts your dua but Allah. So I'm not sure what you mean by that. Nurmeen, Assalamu alaikum. Dear brother, you've had a huge influence on my life. There are not words I can use to express my gratitude. Love you, brother. Wish you well. May Allah bless you, Nurmeen. May Allah bless you. May Allah grant you goodness. May Allah grant you nothing but goodness. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rectify your affairs. And I'm just a simple, humble person trying to do what I can and hopefully leave something behind that's going to benefit me when I'm turning to dirt and bones in my grave. That's all I'm trying to do. That's it, chat. That's all we should want to do with our lives is to try to be the best that we can, accept our flaws and mistakes when we make them and try to correct them, and do things with our lives that are going to benefit us when we turn into dirt and bones in our graves, and hopefully have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with us on the day when we stand in front of him and give account for our lives on Yawm al-Qiyamah. let me see. The banquet with Eddie, is it just a few people going? I think it's a public event. I'm pretty sure it's a public event because it is a fundraising dinner. So I'm pretty sure it's a public event, but I don't know, you know, if you have to pay to get in or whatnot because it's a fundraising event. So I don't know the details of the specifics. The farther the best place from the birthplace, the better. The red man. What? I have no idea what you mean by that. Musa Noor, thank you very much for that. Yes, hit that like button if you're in here. Appreciate you. Also, brother, some scholars such as Ibn al-Qayyim say Jahannam is actually not eternal but temporary. Can we as Muslims accept this? Yunus, I've never seen that from Ibn al-Qayyim. It's temporary for Muslims. any Muslim who believes la ilaha illallah, they will, even if they are punished in hellfire due to their sins, then hellfire is temporary for them. Then hellfire is temporary for them. LWF. Just started working in Philadelphia. It became hard for me to make friends. What should I do? It's hard for pretty much everybody to make friends these days. Making friends is not an easy thing to do. So, you know, getting out there and getting into some spaces where you might find people with common interests such as you is going to be something you have to push yourself to do. So you can get a few friends here and there. You don't need a tremendous amount of friends in your life, people. People, guys, listen. You don't need a tremendous amount of friends in your life. You know, a couple of good friends is more than enough. Trust me. You get you a couple of good friends, it's better than 100 acquaintances. It's better than 100 acquaintances. So, you know, it's good just to get out there and do, go into areas where you think you might find people that will have similar interests to you. But trust me, more than a couple is more than enough. Can you please explain the Hadith al-Qudsi? I am as my servant thinks of me. I am as my servant thinks of me. This Hadith means that the Prophet also, alayhi salatu wasalam, also said that Allah is as you perceive him. Allah is as you perceive him. So if you think good from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will receive good from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you think evil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what you're going to do is you're going to find evil from Allah. Not evil from Allah, but you'll find that harm comes to your life. Meaning that your attitude and your way that you view Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to his mercy or his anger is going to be what ends up defining and dictating the things you do in your life, which will end up defining and dictating the outcome in your life. So that is important. Lando, how do you feel about the movement in Warzone? Is it too slow? It is too slow. Warzone 1, I think the movement was too fast to be anything close to being realistic. But to go as far as they did in Warzone 2, it's too slow. It is too slow. There's some things that need to change. Uzma, you need a visa to go to the UK for US citizens. No, you do not need a visa. You get a six-month visa upon arrival in the UK. If you are a U.S. citizen, you get a six-month visa upon arrival in the United Kingdom. I'm going to try to get it through as many of these comments as I can and questions that I can, chat. We will have, you know, a short stream today because I started so late and I have a therapy session at 3 p.m. I have a therapy session starting in 22 minutes. Next week, I got to set a reminder on my phone. I have to set a reminder on my phone to remind me that it's Thursday. So that we get the stream started on time. But I wanted to make sure we didn't miss one today anyway. Akhi, we got you with decent Wi-Fi in the UK. Inshallah, subhanAllah, just realized last time I saw you just before COVID, High Wycombe and Reading in the UK. Time seriously flies. It does. It does seriously fly, bro. It goes by so fast, Ansar. And yeah, I am working on... When I make my trip over, I am going to be working on getting some decent internet. Getting some decent internet, whether it be a Wi-Fi dongle or whatnot. But like I said, the streaming... Because I the place that I normally stay was booked out this time that I looked at it. But that place usually has very good internet Wi-Fi. It's usually like 80-20. 80 up 20, I mean 80 down 20 up, and that's more than enough to stream. But a lot of places you stay at in the UK, you get like 12 down, like 5 up, 12 down, 4 up. And that is not stable enough to support a stream. So the goal is to stream while I'm over there. And that is my sincere intent and hope, but it will be dependent on my Wi-Fi. So you guys make dua right now. Allah allow you to have good Wi-Fi when he goes to the UK so he can keep on streaming and creating content. That's it. So if one of you guys' du'as get accepted, we'll be back. We'll be back live even when I'm in the UK, inshallah. So when in Islam, we know Allah accepts dua, but when someone says Prophet Ibrahim made dua for his father, yet his father still died upon kufr, so do you know to reconcile this? Then Allah just didn't, that wasn't Allah's will. Allah doesn't have to grant us all of our dua. Saying that he accepts it means he receives our dua. He doesn't have to give it to you. You ask Allah to give you $1 million. Is it going to just fall out of the sky right now? I wish it worked like that, but it does not work like that. You make dua for what you want, Allah gives you what you know he knows you need. You make dua for what you want, but Allah gives you what you need. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wagwan Maji. Abdurrahman, Wagwan with you, my brother. I'm good. How about you? Spinning thoughts on red pill and Andrew Tate. I already talked about that. If Andrew Tate becomes a good practicing Muslim, it's good for him. May Allah bless him. There's nothing else to be said about that. I'm going to subscribe as what you've done. Seems really good and a big influence. Inshallah, will help with the growth of your channel. Inshallah, it's eternals. I appreciate that. Qamaruddin, salamu alaikum. Welcome, Qamaruddin. How are you doing? You've been around for a long time. You're an OG member of the streams. MashaAllah. Lando, I'm 20 and I need to start making money. Where should I work? Now in a college degree year. Where did you work when you were a teen? Bro, I don't know. That's on you. You know, where you can get a job. You can work anywhere you want as long as it's halal. Work wherever you can find. Get in where you can fit in. Wherever you can go that can find you some stable employment, get at it. When I was a teenager, I worked as a stockist at a corner store. I was stocking shelves at a corner store when I was 15 years old. So that's what I did when I was a kid. I worked as stocking shelves at a local corner store near my house. What do you think about Halloween in Mecca? Sad. It was a sad state of affairs. Yusha, how do you stop the health self-harm urge to suicide? Yusuf, seek some counseling. Seek some professional counseling help. That's my biggest recommendation. It's my biggest recommendation is seek some counseling and some help. And talk to some people about what you're going through who can help you out with that, inshallah. That is going to be the most important thing that you can do. That's going to be the most important thing you can do. What do you think about the new PS controller? Oh, I forgot you asked about one of my favorite pair of Jordans, Cosmic. I talked about those last week on stream, the White Cement 3s. Are my favorite pair because that was my first ever pair. That was one of my favorite pair. But like the favorite pair I have in my collection right now would probably be the DB6s. It's one of my favorite pairs that ever came out was the DB6s. And the DB6s are one of my top ones. I do like my DB6s. Out of all the DBs that came out, I think the DB6s are one of my tier ones. I really like those. What do you think about the new PS controller? Actually, Abdurrahman Abdullah, I think it's actually looks fairly good. We shall see how it plays out. But the new, it's basically like the Xbox Elite controller. So it's like a PS Pro controller. But if they do it right, like listen, I really love the Xbox Elite controller. Like, it's a beautiful controller. And I actually gave it a try for a while, but the problem I had with it was I cannot do those offset thumbsticks. Those offset thumbsticks really mess with me because I've been playing on PlayStation my whole life and level joysticks. So those offset joysticks really mess with me. But we'll see if PlayStation, with their new pro controllers coming out, can do well by it. Because I think if they can, then that'll be really good. And it'll be a lot cheaper than the SCUF controllers I use. Because I use SCUF controllers. Because I like the digital tap triggers on the SCUF controllers. I've just gotten so used to it. I can't pull the trigger in all the way. I just forget to do it now. Because I'm just used to the taps. So we'll see what they do with it. Inshallah. When is the next Samosas and Sweet Tea episode? Hopefully this Sunday. Hopefully we're working on this Sunday. Working on getting it done by this Sunday, inshallah. Inshallah. Six with like duck feet. to each his own. I like six. Sixes are, I really like sixes. Jordan sixes are some of my top models. Sabix Rahman, Salaamu Alaikum Rahmatullahi Wa Barakatuh. Sabs, how you doing, my brother? How you doing, my brother? Look forward to seeing you early next year, inshallah ta'ala, for a nice little extended trip. And I'll get back to your I saw your message request. I mean your message on Discord just a little while ago. I've just been stupid busy, so I'll get back to it this afternoon, inshallah. But definitely definitely gonna need that monitor. That monitor, having that second monitor is gonna be a dub while I'm in town, so I can continue to do my counseling sessions and stuff like that. 17-inch monitor is just too small for your boy's eyes. So I need to at least get like a 24 or a 27-inch, even if the cheapest 60 FPS monitor out there. Just needs something. Iram, Jazakallah khair, brother. May Allah bless you. All the good you do, increase you. You as well, Iram. You as well. May Allah grant you goodness, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah grant you goodness. AZ99, Salaamu Alaikum. There are some games out there that you wouldn't play because of their content. Like, yeah, there's plenty of them. There's plenty of them. There's way more games that I wouldn't play than there are games that I would play. 100%. 100%. 100%. That's why I mostly stick to like first-person shooters, or if I'm going to play a one-player game, it's most likely going to be like zombies or something like that. Abdurrahman Abdullah, we're going to have an MGL Mecca Medina meeting, inshallah, in the future. MGL is still vibrant. For those of you who like gaming and you're not part of MGL, just make sure you hit the Discord or type in exclamation Discord, discord.gg/MGL. Over 6,000 beautiful brothers and sisters over there. So I'd look forward to it. I would love to have all of you guys in there. Bini Allahi ta'ala. Do you fast Mondays and Thursdays? And is it 24-hour fast or sunrise or sunset? If you fast on Mondays and Thursdays, yes. You fast from sunrise, so from Fajr time to Maghrib time. Fajr time to Maghrib time. And that is the Sunnah fast of Sundays and Thursdays. You fast from the time it says Fajr comes in to the time it says Maghrib comes in, which now is not a very long time. That's why it's good to do these fasts in the winter, because Fajr comes in, you know, kind of late, and then Maghrib comes in for us at like 4:30 almost now. It's like super early, super early. Isa, my Christian neighbor is interested in Islam, but seems convinced that Jesus died on the cross. What would you tell him to convince him otherwise? You can't convince people of anything, right? This is something that you learn in business, and you should learn it in da'wah too. Is that you can't convince anybody of anything. You can only tell them the truth. And if they decide to accept it, alhamdulillah. If they do not accept it, alhamdulillah. There is nothing you can do about either of those. You just give them the information and let it go. Nobody is a six-line cylinder, an inline six good, or you prefer four? It depends on what it is. There are a lot of inline sixes that are really good, and there are a lot of four cylinders that are really good. So it depends on the platform. Depends on the platform, my brother. What is the next question? You should, some folks don't like talking about how much they earn, but may I ask what you do for a living? Just start my journey. I'm gonna get some insight. I work, bro. I work. Everybody asking that, what do you do for a living? You're looking at it. I work. Between many things that I do, content creation, side businesses, counseling sessions that I do now, coaching sessions that I do 5 days a week from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. You got to find, in this world that we live in now, you know, also I work with charities. I contract with a couple of other charities. I contract with another organization to support other humanitarian projects or masjid projects. You know, I do sponsorships. There's so many other things. The reason why I'm saying that, is that especially in today's world where the economy is going like super sideways. Listen to me, chat. If you want to get ahead in today's world, you're going to have to diversify your income, meaning that you're going to need more than most of you, unless you have a really, really, really good job. unless you have a really, really, really good job that pays a lot of money, you're going to have to find multiple sources of income in order to survive in today's world, especially with inflation and going as high as it is and the economy's crashing the way that they are. You're going to have to look for every single avenue where you can make some income. It's just, that's just the facts of life right now. Just to get by, I have to explore so many different forms of income in order to get through every single month. But that's what I have to do. If I want to stay self-employed, if I want to stay working for me, then I'm going to have to diversify very, very strongly. Very, very strongly. And it's not easy. It's a struggle. Let me see. I have a couple more because then I got to get up out of here. Mashallah, you have a lot of work. Millionaire. Bro. Or close. I got a million pennies. A million pennies. Maybe. Maybe. That's it. If I was, we'd be doing a lot more businesses. We'd be doing a lot more things than we do now. I'd be hiring editors. I would have a staff. If I was a millionaire, man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one day let me get there, I would have a full staff doing da'wah videos 24/7. We'd be putting out videos daily. We'd be taking over YouTube for the deen. If I had that opportunity, may Allah grant it to me. This is why when you guys support the stream and you guys support what we do over here, the majority of it goes right back into creating and making more content. Because the world today are content consumers. So the better and more creative and more, you know, professional content that we're putting out there, the more chances of Islam coming across people's screens or phones or, you know, channels or YouTube's recommendation or whatever. So, you know, may Allah make it a dream come true, inshallah ta'ala. I would love to have that kind of funding to be able to put it into, be able to doing this. All right. Do you read Arabic good? Good is subjective. I read it enough. Alhamdulillah. Andrew Tate said we make money as 100 universities halal. I don't know. I would leave that alone for right now. I'd leave that alone. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Do you have some VODs on Twitch? I've been looking for your old streams for a while, but here on YouTube, they're only videos from the last 2 months. Yeah. We took the VODs on Twitch automatically go down, and I've stopped streaming on Twitch. The VODs automatically go down after 14 days. You can see the VODs from the past couple of streams over on the Yusha Evans channel, Yusha Evans Gaming, the couple of streams that we've done over there so far, they've been good. We might do another one tomorrow playing Warzone 2, inshallah ta'ala. The VODs stay over there. So if you go to Yusha Evans Gaming, you'll see a couple of the streams over there. Because the streams live forever on YouTube. That's the beautiful thing. The streams live forever on YouTube. That is another reason why I've come back to YouTube, because the streams... See, if I'd have been streaming on YouTube this whole time, rather than going back over to Twitch, then the streams would have lived forever over there. I took the streams down off of this channel because we used to stream on this channel, but I wanted to make this channel purely about the Deen of Allah. I wanted to make this channel about what I started it as, which is about the Deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and about me as a person and a human being and as an individual. So I took down the gaming streams because they mess with the algorithm. And we moved all of the streams over to Yusha Evans Gaming. So that's where we'll be for any streams that go forward. We'll be on Yusha Evans Gaming. Whether or not that channel ever becomes monetized, I really don't care. Because that is just something I do as a hobby. And I enjoy doing it with the brothers and that we stream with and I game with. So we'll keep doing it over there. And if it grows and it becomes monetized, alhamdulillah. If it doesn't, alhamdulillah. Let me see. Any tips on becoming a morning person? Get up every single day at the same time. That's what you got to do. You got to set an alarm clock. Get up every single day at the same time. When your alarm goes off, count down 3, 2, 1. Put your feet on the floor and get up. You do that enough that you'll become a morning person. You'll have no choice but to do so. What's your favorite car to work on? My favorite car to work on are Mustangs. Mustangs, hand down, V8s. V8s are much easier to work on than almost about anything else. Almost about anything else. V8s are very easy to work on. Subis are terrible to work on. I hate working on Subarus. I hate it. You know, I enjoy it, but I hate it. All right, guys. In 5 minutes, I have a session coming up. I would love to stay here and just chill and hang out with you guys for the rest of the day. Believe me. There are no VODs on the YouTube gaming channel. Say what? Let me double check right there. YouTube.com/@YushaEvansGaming. Hold on. Yeah, there are three videos, and if you go to live, there is one. We've done one stream on there, so it's right there. Yeah, there are videos over there. There's actually three gun videos that I put all from the rebirth days, and there is one live because we've only done one live, and maybe there'll be another one tomorrow. All right. All right, guys, I will see you guys tomorrow on YouTube, possibly, if we do the YouTube gaming tomorrow, inshallah. Again, it's one of those things where I play it by ear, and if we do it, we do it, alhamdulillah. And if we don't, you know, then we'll catch it next week. But I plan on possibly doing it tomorrow, inshallah. I look forward to seeing you guys next Thursday. Next Thursday, we'll try to start on time at noon 12, 12:15-ish. I look forward to seeing you guys next week at the regular scheduled time. Until then, I'm much love. I appreciate your time. I appreciate the time that you give me. It's your most valuable commodity. And I got to get out of here because I got a young brother coming for my counseling session who needs my help. So I got to get out of here, guys. I'll see you guys next week. I got nothing but love for you. May Allah grant you peace in your hearts, peace in your minds, peace in your homes, and peace in your souls. And until next week, take care of yourselves. Take care of yourselves. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.